think up front, I think just having a year under our belt will help our communication up front as far as running games and rushing the passer.
Is a guy like Kevin Green like, kind of like right up your alley in terms of what kind of pass rush moves?
Yeah, exactly.
Has, like the bull rush to pass, you
know. No, you're exactly right. I mean, what you know, I'm not going to compare myself to Kevin Green because that would be stupid. But you know, the way he rushed the passer over 15 years with such success, there's been glimpses that I can kind of do that type, if you know what I mean. And we have the same body size is what I'm alluding to.
Yeah.
Similar speed, similar arm length. So the way he kind of teaches pass rush is invaluable to me because I can try to carry that over to my game.
And he's talked a lot about the violence that takes at a point of attack to
yeah.
to get a good pass rush. I mean, maybe less reliance on moves. I mean, obviously that suited his skill set, but I mean, is there something that everybody here, all the outside linebackers can learn from that?
There's something that everybody up front can learn from that. The way he played a game is the way it's supposed to be played. Yeah, and there's things I was saying already, just, you know, some lessons that he's given me from playing the position for 15 years. He knows the ins and outs, every detail of it that he's taught me the last, you know, couple of days that I already brought to the field today. And I can see them helping me, making it easier for me. So I'm excited to have him another day and use what he's taught me throughout the season.
What's the biggest thing about you?
About Kevin Green? Yeah. You know, just how he's able to coach it in such a matter-of-fact way, you know what I'm saying? I mean, he makes it really, you know, kind of simple, but it's so effective if you can execute, you know, what he did. Because if you look at what he did for 15 years, you know, it didn't really change, and he just did it so well. And if we can just try to emulate that a little bit, it'll really help me and the rest of the outside backers.
Is it fair to assume that you play a little bit of a different position, though? I mean, you're more responsibilities besides just rushing the passer, driving into coverage, stuff like that, so...
Well, I mean, I don't know the percentage that Kevin Green was dropping in the coverage in his 15-year career, but I know he was able to cover. He was able to, you know, play the run, and obviously everybody knows how good he was at rushing the passer.
Had you ever watched film on Kevin Green before?
Yeah, I used to. My coach in Houston, when I played DN, he was like one of the first guys that he used to watch and show me. So I've seen quite a bit of Kevin Green film, but it's different when he's sitting there talking to you and going through exactly what he's thinking and how he did it. It's a lot different. I mean, there's things that I watched the same place 6 years ago, and hearing him kind of coach himself through it, you see things that you didn't see before.
I don't know if you heard it last night. Chris Collinsworth said he had you as one of his teams in terms of the Super Bowl. Are expectations different, not only maybe externally but internally because of the success you had last year?
Chris Collinsworth said what?
He said that you were one of his
team to look out for Super Bowl.
In the Super Bowl.
Oh. Yeah, that's great. That's great. I hope he's right. But no, the expectations don't. It doesn't change anything for me, or internally, or externally. I mean, that was our goal last year. That's still our goal this year.
Is it different, though,
to be championship team.
Is it different now having that mark on your back, though, being a division champion coming into the season?
No.
Connor, I know too much has been made about sacks, et cetera, and improving the pass rush. Obviously, you guys probably think that you can improve it at it, but is this outside linebacker group better equipped to do that with Marcus and Travis Long? It looks like he ran over, I don't know if you saw him run over Graf.
Yeah, I saw him, Graf today, or Raf. No, the room has improved a lot since last year. Nothing to take away from the guys last year, but it was kind of a transition year from a 4-3 defense to, you know, a 3-4. But you just physically look at our room now, it looks a lot different than it did last year. Travis has improved. I think I've gotten better. I know I've gotten better just with Kevin Green being here for 2 days. Trent's more comfortable out there. BG's more comfortable. Brayman's a huge addition just with his size and the way he can play. So, yeah, I think the room has improved, and I think that'll help our pass rush.
The portraits make it look a little different, too.
The portraits, you know, give a little confidence in our room, too, as well.
Can you expand on BG, on how he looked this year compared to last year?
It's him and Trent, it's very similar. You know what I mean? They're just more comfortable. I mean, they did the four down, you know, pass rush, kind of gap, one gap, shoot it, for their whole careers from college throughout. So, I mean, obviously they did a great job last year, but time helps, you know what I'm saying? And they have some time under their belt, and they feel more comfortable this year in it.